Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. The BCP is now sponsored by the international shiny star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Thank you to our new November sponsor on the pod and the site, BCP Plus, the Rock and Wrestling Collector located in Stockholm, New Jersey, featuring all of your favorite rock and wrestling collectibles. This is owned by ISPW head honcho, Mr. Tommy Fierro. The Rock and Wrestling Collector makes its grand opening on Black Friday. Don't miss it, and be sure to follow at the WC Store and at 80s Wrestling on socials. Let's rock. Please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the month of November, Pro Wrestling Magic. PWM presents Holiday Road to Kingdom Come at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, and streaming on IWTV on November 25th, featuring Cheeseburger, Darius Carter, Adina Steele, Ruthless Lala, Steve Pena, Kerr, Vinny Pacifico, Death Row, Hispanos Unidos, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of November. Savage Kingdom presents an epic Swerve Strickland signing on December 29th in Flushing, New York. Come meet and greet one of AEW's top stars, podcast hosts, and musicians over at the Wrestling Universe. Pre-purchase link in comments for the tickets. And on a personal note, thank you, Greek Savage, for the support and always helping with our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the podcast and the site, Crusaders Collectibles, wrestling games, live signings, and more, and Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook. Crusaders Collectibles is your destination for some of the best signings, live sales, games, and more. They are mostly wrestling, but you may see some other items at times. We are a family here and want everyone to be treated like family. You'll be able to find custom edits, photos, figures, cards, belts, pops, and more here. Many of those will even be autographed. Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook features amazing auctions, sales, pick events, and even mystery drawings for some truly unique items for any serious wrestling collector. Be sure to join the group and get in on the fun. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Emil for all his support of the BCP and our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the month of September, Bubba, Kim, and Gabby, BKG. This family consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba's been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very, well, obsidious edition of the BCP. Yes, I looked that word up before using it. Guys, please welcome to the show ahead of his match at Intergender Warfare presented by Warriors of Wrestling. Kimmy sharing her thoughts early. Friday, November 10th. That's this Friday, guys. St. Finbar Catholic Church, Brooklyn, New York. Get your slice of get a slice of Brooklyn pizza before you get down there. Tickets are available online at warriorsofwrestling.com. He is teaming with Zeta Steel, and he's going to be taking on Miranda Alizé and Smiley. This should be a good one. I'm looking forward to this one. Guys, please welcome to the show a former No Limits champion, our good friend. Well, maybe not friend, but our pal, Dexter Obsidian. Welcome in. How are you, sir?
Woo! And the crowd goes wild. Thank you for having me on your show, man.
You know what? I'll call it down the middle, Dexter. I'm I don't always agree with your methods. I don't always love this rebellion thing, man. Just calling it down the middle. But I am a fan. I'm a fan of your offense. I'm a fan of your in-ring work. I'm a fan of your matches, man. As a impartial journalist, unless we're talking about Vicious Vicky, that's a story for another day. But Dexter,
how is Vicky?
She's good, man. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's like continue.
That's okay. So sus, Rob. Why is he asking that?
You know what? I'll say two things about this, man. One, you guys had a fantastic match. I tell her that all the time. You guys worked great together, man. But again, I'm trying not to get like emotional or hot here, man. But like you guys, you know, I saw you interact with her at the parking lot at one show. You know, you're asking how she's doing here, man. You know, forgive me, Dexter. I certainly ain't going to do anything about it, but write a strongly worded letter. But, you know, I think you're overstepping here a little bit, bro.
Okay, first of all, let's go back to that parking lot that you want to bring that up. She jumped me, all right?
All right.
Your little girl, she jumped me. And that right there is disrespectful. So, I don't know. I felt like I was being professional with her. You know, we had a good match, like you said. I won my No Limits Championship from her. I gave her, you know, some time off. And the thank you I got was her jumping me and pretty much telling me that she's going to what now? I forget what she said because she never really followed up on her threat. Oh, and then she wants to come back in the Royal Rumble. And I tossed her ass out.
All right.
Please bring up Vicky one more.
Why are you so obsessed? Like, you have other things to worry about. You have a huge match on Friday.
Get their facts straight.
He's poking me. I know what he's doing.
I'm not poking anything. I just want people to get their facts straight. You want to say so much like, bro, I'm a nice guy. I really am. I'm a nice person. Okay? If it wasn't for me, Tony Page wouldn't even be here. Oh, I know you guys had an interview the other day. Yeah. Tony Page, I brought him back in. Nobody wanted to touch him with a 10-foot pole. But I've beaten everybody here so far, so guess what? I needed competition. I go to manager, please bring back this poor puppy of a man. Bring back the Brooklyn Bulldog, and I will have a good match with him. And guess what? I have a good match. Oh, God.
Steeler, oh boy. Well, guys, the standard bearer, Christian. I'm clapping for, not for you, Dexter. I'm clapping for Steeler, man. He's killing it. Steeler, where's your partner at, bro? Where's your partner? What's going on, man?
I talked to him, man. I think he'll be here on Saturday. He finally called me back, but it's gonna be a different guy, I think.
Interesting. Different guy. What? You finally got rid of the clone of you.
We'll see what happens. We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, Steeler, this is my show.
All right.
Keep this guy in line, Steeler. Oh boy, we're already calling.
Oh, the phones are falling.
It's starting.
I saw Mr. Bellini there, Rob. Did you see that? Like, can we get something straight here? You're teaming with Zeta Steel. And she's a member of the Hostile Collective. We saw at last month's show, Hostile Collective kind of brought you up to wrestle Angel Metro. What's your involvement with that? I'm really confused. You're talking about setting the record straight.
So am I. Because I just wrestled a match against a monster of a man in Alvin Alvarez. And the next thing I know, I hear my music playing. I come out and I see a bald man in a suit usher me into the ring. So, I don't know. I'm just as confused as you are. But you have to admit, it did lead to one of the best-sounding smacks probably in Warriors history.
I'll say this. And, you know, everyone's got their opinions, but Warriors of Wrestling has been a very strong proponent of intergender matches and the like. So, of course, this is a great event, intergender warfare. Your match looks great. I think Ocasio versus Ty Valkyrie is going to be a show stealer as well. It's going to be really great, man. But let's talk about that, man. I did watch the clip with Vicky. I was there live. Even she reacted to that slap, man. Was it just kind of like, hey, you know what? I'm out here. I don't know what's going on, you know, but you know what? I'm going to go out here. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to work, man. And you didn't hold back, man. You just do not hold back.
No. What's the point in holding back? See, you want to bring up this intergender stuff. Tell me, what's more insulting to somebody? Holding back or giving them everything you got?
Fair enough.
I don't care what's between your legs. I don't care if you have a lack of or if you add it on, all right? I'm going to hit you the same amount of force as I would anybody else. That's fair. That is fair.
from a non-wrestler perspective, and I am not an in-ring competitor, nor will I ever be. I will be always hiding behind the commentary table. That's a story for another day. But from everyone we've talked to, you know, we ask a lot of the guys and the gals, and they all say the same thing. Hey, we train with the guys. We train with the gals. This is another day at the office for us. I certainly can't speak for everybody, but that's I'm a statistics guy. I'm an analytics guy. I feel like that's the answer we get the most, man. So Kimmy brought it up, but let's talk about this match. Teaming with Zeta Steel, as Kimmy said earlier, maybe some collusion there with Bellini. I don't know what's going on there, but you're taking on Miranda Alizé and Smiley. Yo, they can fly. They can go. How you feeling about this one, bro?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Didn't I have a match with Smiley earlier this year? I'm pretty sure he lost that one, too, and that was tag team competition. See, as for his partner, again, I've never been in the ring with her. If I do get a chance, I'm going to treat her like the same way I would anybody else. Just because, what, this is the, what's her name again? I don't even remember her name. What's her name again?
Miranda Alizé is seen on Ring of Honor and Impact.
Okay, Miranda, what's her name? Okay, whatever. No. See, I don't. Because here's the thing, Kimmy, that you're going to learn about me. There's only one person I care about at the end of the day, and that's me. That's myself and I, all right? There was nobody for me in the beginning. I made myself indispensable here. I made myself a 3x No Limits champion. I made myself, you know, a cornerstone of Warriors of Wrestling. Everybody hates me here, and I love it. So you're going back to this match. My match with Smiley, I don't really have much history with the guy, but I know when I do get in the match with him, maybe we do some cool stuff. Maybe I just knock his head off. I don't know. Depends on what mood I'm going to be in. And as for his partner, if I'm in the ring with her, I'm just going to smack her like I did with Angel Metro. All right? And again, my partner, Zeta Steel, she's a women's champion. I'm not involved with the Hostile Collective. It doesn't matter what you see. Maybe you should pay a little bit more attention. You're supposed to be a journalist, right?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of sus activity going on. Like this, like the math isn't mathing here as a journalist.
On the record, you are not involved with the Hostile Collective.
On the record, I am not involved with anybody.
All right.
Nobody.
Let's talk about the Rebellion. What's going on with that?
Oh, what about them? What about them? When's the last time you've seen them?
You have not been hanging out. And again, just calling it down the middle here. Again, I'm getting a little hot. I'm sorry. I apologize. Calling it down the middle here, Mr. Obsidian. The Rebellion, in more matches than not, were an insurance policy. All right? Statistically speaking, that's just my read on it. I haven't seen them around as much. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. If there's some tension, are you cutting the baggage? Are you leaving the baggage behind? What's going on?
I'll put it to you this way. You want to say serve a purpose, right? So say you buy a tool, right? And you use the tool. You can't use it anymore. So now what are you doing? You have to go out and buy a new tool, right? I lost my tools. That's it.
Interesting.
But who's to say you're not getting new ones?
Right, Kimmy? Who's to say I'm not?
Not on record, not Hostile Collective.
On the record, it's not Hostile Collective.
All right, fair enough. Just asking the questions.
From this year, I am going to take a razor blade to that already shaved head of his.
Wow. All right. Well, I think that is an emphatic no, if I've ever heard one. We'll certainly see if that plays out. Dexter, I'm going to give you a compliment. I'm going to call it down the middle. I am a fan of your in-ring work. I think a lot of your moves are very innovative. I'm excited to see you tied up with Smiley and Miranda Alizé. I think it's going to be great. You know, and I think even on commentary, man, I say the same thing with Darius. Sometimes it is hard to call your matches, man, because, well, sometimes you are very despicable, for lack of a better word, but the in-ring work is crisp. The innovative offense is very crisp. Where's the inspiration come from? Is this stuff that you're trying in training? Because this is stuff I haven't seen before, man, and I'm a fan of that.
A lot of my in-ring work comes from just spare the moments of let's see how this will go, or can I do this, or is this a smart idea? I don't really put too much thought in my moveset. You know, why should I think, oh, I got to do a Hurricane Rana when I could just boot a guy in the face, right?
Fair enough.
Okay. I'll admit, though, Alvin Alvarez, I hate my speech impediment, gave me pretty much the best fight I've had all year. I had to pull out some stuff I didn't even think I was capable of anymore. I mean, when's the last time you seen me do a moonsault, man?
I mean, so it's based a lot on the quality of opponent. No disrespect to anyone, but who brings the most out of you, man? And we're certainly seeing that. And at the same time, man, in this business, you have to fight people that are better than you. You have to get the reps, man. And again, another compliment, but we're seeing you continue to grow and grow and grow and get better with each and every match, man. I'm a fan of your in-ring work. Maybe not how you win the matches. That's a story for another day. But Dexter, let's talk about this, man. You know, you're handling your business here on the podcast. I'm a fan of the promos. Where does the persona pull from? This Dexter Obsidian, man, where does this persona pull from? Anyone influencing you? Anyone who trained you? Anyone that maybe you watched growing up? Or is this you, bro?
So pretty much the whole persona, Dexter Obsidian, that literally came on just a day of doing promo practices. It really did. So they pretty much just said, just give us 30-second promo, give us a name, whatever it is. And ironically enough, I was watching a show with my friend the night before, and it was Dexter, you know, everybody's favorite on TV. And it just came out. And then, like, since they, everybody just called me Dexter, Dexter. It's like, oh, guess what? That's my name. The Obsidian part, that was me. I added that because I looked up Dexters on YouTube, and they're not very long lasting. They're not very long lasting. So I chose Obsidian because I'm a very spiritual guy. I really am. You know, I'm not or anything, but like, I do believe in karma and stuff like that. There is energy to the world, and Obsidian is one of those stones that protects you from bad energies, that prevents evil energy from corrupting you. And also, if you break obsidian, it does not get weaker. It just gets sharper.
So why mutants?
Why mutants? I don't know. It's just after a while of playing the good guy to everybody, I just started seeing everybody for what they were. And they were just a bunch of mouth-breathing, disgusting, snot-infested, mucus-covered mutants. And that was it. And that was back then, well, I admit, when I was a little bit of a hothead. But now, you know, I've calmed down a little bit. And, you know, now I see them for what they really are, just people who were born different. They're no different than me. So by that qualification, I guess I could become a mutant now.
So would you say that mutants and Muppets can coexist?
Oh.
That was a quick answer. Wow. You know, Dexter, I was about to say when you were saying the Obsidian thing, I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't understand this guy. Like, maybe I should give him another chance. Like, maybe he's misunderstood, man. And then you got to insult Kimmy. You got to insult the fans, man.
To be fair, I did say that I was one of them. So is it really insulting? Like, that would be kind of insulting myself. Are you insinuating that I'm insulting myself here now? Come on.
You called the fans mouth breathers, man. This is why they don't cheer for you.
They are. You can't tell me you haven't walked up to anybody and be like, bro, brush your teeth. You cannot.
No, no comment.
Gives it away, you liar. All right, you are
I digress.
You're just as bad as me. The only difference between us, I choose to show it.
Wow. All right?
A bunch of these people who go and hide and say stuff behind closed doors, I'll say it straight to people's faces. Okay, a little brutal never hurt anybody, you know, unless they, you know, just aren't tough enough to handle it.
Well, moving on. December 2nd, the 16th anniversary show, you're involved in a very particular type of match to regain your championship. How are you looking to prepare to regain your No Limit championship, sir?
I thought about this really hard. So, depending on who's in there first, right? You know, it would be very easy for somebody just to get a key and, you know, unlock some ladders and just set those up while everybody else is still handcuffed. I'm just saying, you know, I feel like the first two people, and this is just my observation from last year, the first two people in the ring have the advantage because you have four other competitors handcuffed to the poles on the outside of the ring. You have the match made. And I feel like just as soon as those handcuffs start coming off, your chances of winning just go down. So I don't know. If I'm one of the first two, I ain't waiting for nobody else. That's a loser's bet. That's a loser's bet. I'm trying to try to get as fast as possible up that ladder, grab my title, and get out. All right? Who do we have in this match now? Because it's changed so often now. You have myself. You have Max Bane. You have E-Rock, three vets from the first ladder match, from the first Lock and Key ladder match. And then you have Tony Page, Jalen White, and TJ Marconi. You can see why I want to get this match over with before those individuals get unhandcuffed, right?
Yeah, especially TJ. No disrespect to anyone else, but TJ's been on a roll. He's held a lot of the heavyweight gold here in the Northeast.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So it would honestly, I don't even think TJ needs the ladder. Okay, the guy just has to reach his hand up and he's gonna grab it. Okay.
You have a plan. He's got a plan, Kimmy. I could tell. He's got a plan.
He's got the way, and
I don't hate it because we know the rules of the match. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do within this match. And just the way you're talking about it, the math, like I said, I'm a statistics guy. He's got something up his sleeve. I could tell. He's got something up his sleeve for this one that we're not thinking about, man. And I almost respect it. I almost respect it because you're doing what you have to do. But I'll ask you this one, Dexter. We just had our sit-down interview with our two-time BCP Male Independent Wrestler of the Year, the only man to win the award, the All-Father, Darius Carter. The last three or four interviews I've done, Big Ben Bishop. I just had Ray Kalitri on. Crowbar, who had gone on Twitter, retweeted saying he wants a piece of Darius Carter. It's never happened. That heavyweight title, it's on the All-Father right now. Seemingly unstoppable, a five-time Warriors of Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. I know your eyes are on the No Limits Championship, but in the back of your mind, man, I know how you wrestlers operate, man. You got to be eyeing that championship too.
Maybe. Probably. Honestly, I think it would look pretty around my waist. But then I have to deal with Hostiles, Joe Bellini, and DJ. It's just like, listen, World Heavyweight title's fun and all. It really is. And I hope that, you know, Darius is champion for a long, long time because, you know, God knows he'll probably be champion forever. But I don't know. I just feel more home at No Limits. I just don't know. It suits me better.
Well, I was going to actually ask you who you wanted to win in that main event, the 16th anniversary show. We talked to Tony about this the other day. So are you Team Darius or are you Team Roger?
I mean, they both suck, so is it really a choice?
I mean, yeah, because the winner will obviously be the face of the company that you wrestle for.
Okay, I think you and I have very different things. I could say I'm the face of a company and be the No Limits champion, because for the longest time I was, all right? Let me bring up dark times here, COVID. When COVID was happening and they needed a champion, it was me. I'm the one that held it up, all right? And then I lost it, and I had to do some growing, and then when I had a chance to have that title back, I did not waste it. People were coming to the shows to see me and what I could do for the No Limits Championship. You want to talk about the world title? If I was the world champion of this company, I would bring it up to new heights, because there wouldn't be a damn person in this locker room that can touch me, all right? The only ones that would be a threat is Darius Carter, TJ Marconi, and that's it. That is it.
What about the man who just stepped up behind you, a former champ, Chris Steeler?
That goofball? No.
You know what I think, man? And I almost respect it, man. I'm giving you a compliment again. I think you playing your cards close to the vest at all times, man. You're not showing your hand on everything, and I respect that. I respect that. All right, but let's talk about this, Dexter. Let's talk about this one, man, because you've done almost everything there is to do here at Warriors. You got some big matches coming up. We talked about the heavyweight championship, but let's talk about outside of Warriors, man, or maybe even at Warriors, because we're seeing a lot of TV talent coming in and out, which I love. There's a lot of opportunity for y'all at Warriors, but we also seen a lot of these WWE Hall of Famers still going at it. Dreamer just came in, took that No Limits championship. We talked to Tony Booz about it. I thought he handled that very well. You never know who's going to come through that curtain, man. Is there one or two guys? Do you have a list? you know, from the national product or anything on TV or any of those Hall of Famers that are still doing it, because it's so cool that we can fantasy book these matches and they can actually happen.
I mean, first one comes to my head is Rob Van Dam, but I doubt he's going to come to Warriors anytime soon. And if he does, share this enough and maybe he might. Do it, people. Do it, mutants. But no, another one right now that I would love to have a match with, and again, it's definitely not never going to happen because he's under contract, is Darby Allin, mainly because I think it'd just be a train wreck between the both of us.
Kind of here for that. That'd be awesome. Those are great answers. You're a fan, and I can tell by your in-ring work, you're a fan of the more unorthodox offense, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Like, my brain is quick to go to, like, the indie style of stuff. So, like, heavy strikes, you know, throwing a bomb, maybe a cool move here and there. But ultimately, I just want to how do I want to put this? I want the crowd to interact with the physical pain that I'm putting through the opponent. So, like, when someone stubs their toe and you see it, you laugh at them because you're like, ha, 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 you stubbed your toe, you're an idiot. But say you see somebody get hit, right?
Like Angel Metro?
You're not laughing. You're, ooh, ah, oh my God, you know, right? You know, basic psychology with people. So I like a mixture of both in my matches. Sometimes I'll do something stupid to get a laugh out of people and show how much alike we are. Or just sometimes I'll do something that completely disturbs people and they're just like, eh. Like, it depends on what I'm feeling in the moment. It really is. You know, I don't prescribe to one style or another. Like, I do whatever feels right in the moment.
So one thing that we saw this year recently, you got merch. There's Dexter Obsidian merch out. So
I'm not wearing it right now, but I should have.
I know. You made me buy a shirt. How rude is that? Rob, I kid you not. I walk into Fun Station, the first thing this man does, where's your money for your shirt?
Hey, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, Kimmy.
Anyway, so what was kind of the thought process with the design? Take us through that process of Dexter Obsidian.
What was the design with it? Are you a fan of any show that's not wrestling, Kimmy?
Yeah, actually. Surprising, right?
Yeah, surprising. I don't know. But anyway, I got my ideas from a lot of animes that I like. You know, if there are some Black Butler fans out there, they'll probably recognize my logo from that. It's modified a little bit to suit my liking, but that was one of the inspirations for it. Another one being One Piece. I have another one that's very One Piece influenced coming out soon. But that's all I really got so far.
Very cool, man. I love the inspiration. And I always like to ask, like, non-wrestling questions. And we're always like wrestling, talking shop, you know, titles, all that kind of stuff, man. You know, you talked about anime a little bit. Any hobbies outside of wrestling? Do you collect stuff? Are you a musician? You know, you talk about anime. Are you a gamer or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm not as heavy into games as I used to be. I used to be a Pokemaniac. I really did.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah, when Pokemon Go came out, I was definitely there for Generation 1, but like everything after that.
Me. I retired after I caught Mewtwo. Forget it. Yeah.
It was like, at that point, you're just wasting money because you want to like catch them all and stuff like that, and the game itself can't really hold much. And so like, for me, like Gen 1 was the greatest. I caught what I needed to catch. It was fun for a while. I deleted it. That was really it. Pokemon Go was fun for a while, but I collected every game from Game Boy Advance up until the 3DS. And I have some of the newer games, for not all of them. I was a Pokehead. Like, sorry. I did everything but collect the cards. I didn't collect the cards. I didn't collect the figures. I mainly just collected the games.
That's awesome. So did you play? And I only know two people who have done it. So the original game on the Game Boy Color. So there was what? Red and Blue. Did you play those? The originals? Or am I too old?
Red, blue, yellow, right?
And then they added yellow came like a few months like later. It was initially red and blue, but it was the same game. Did you play that one? And did you catch them all?
I didn't play that one on the normal system, but I played a version of it on a computer, and no, I did not.
I'm old. Great game, though.
Playing those types of games back when they were like so pixelated and old and stuff like that, like it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like the graphics aren't there, so it's interesting. Just like detailing in like the mush of like what was what or what was supposed to be.
That was
those things.
That was my childhood, brother. Last Pokemon question before we're back to wrestling. Favorite Pokemon? Right. I'm guessing this is Gen 1. Favorite Pokemon of all time?
You'd be surprised, but no, it's not Gen 1. It's actually Gen 3.
Okay.
It's actually Gen 3. So my favorite one from Gen 3 is the Treecko line.
I don't see. That's past my time. I don't know it.
All right. So it's basically just a tree gecko evolution line.
Okay.
If you look it up, like it's a pretty badass evolution. It really is. So you have Treecko, Grovyle, and then Serpentile.
Cool. Those sound familiar, man. I bet if I looked it up, I recognize. Bulbasaur all day over here.
Bulbasaur is actually a close second of mine. I don't know what it is. I love grass types. I think they're better looking than anything else.
Well rounded.
Charizard's overrated. If you're Gen 1 and you love Charizard, he's overrated, all right? Stop with the Charizard love, all right? I'm sick of this guy gets two mega evolutions. He gets a Gigantamax. Like, enough.
That's fair. I get it, bro. See, I think sometimes, you know, we misunderstand each other. I feel like we can relate in some ways, man. See, we have some common ground, Dexter. But I want to ask you this one, bro. You know, those lists are coming out. We just had the women's PWI 250, the PWI 500, man. You know, I can look at it both ways as a journalist. You know, the importance of being on these lists, how much they mean to people. You know, there's a lot of wrestling. There's a lot of people. Is that something you aspire to? Is it like the making those lists and, you know, it's award season here on the BCP? Is that stuff that you take into consideration? Because you do put in a lot of hard work.
I'll admit, if I'm on the list, I would post about it. I would say thank you, thanks for it. But I'm not going to be heartbroken if I'm never on one. You know what I mean? Like, I got into wrestling because I wanted to follow my dream. You know, wrestling was a dream of mine ever since I was a little kid, watching the Attitude Era with Thuganomics, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero, you know, Rey Mysterio, Big Show, A-Train. Like, I can go on listing these guys, right? That was the generation of wrestling that I watched. That was a generation of, that was the wrestling that I grew up on, I loved. And, you know, that's the reason why I wanted to become a wrestler. And then, like all dreams, when you're young, you stop doing it and then you focus on real life. And it wasn't until I watched WCPW, like What Culture Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
I don't know. So I started watching their stuff on YouTube. And it's actually the first wrestling I've watched in like years. And that kind of slowly started getting me back into wrestling. To the point where I was like, you know, I was fresh out of high school. I was just working a minimum wage job. Like, I had nothing really going for me. I was like, F it, I'll try. And I went to House of Glory first. And I just looked at what their classes were like. And I found the next thing when I moved to Staten Island and Warriors of Wrestling. And just spending the last 5 years here has been a journey in itself. I would love right now just to wrestle in other promotions in the tri-state area. You know, maybe I'll even come to ISPW and give Vicky a shout.
I may or may not have been asked some recommendations from some people. Your name may or may not have come up. So, I would like to see you, in some, local promotions as well. Although you guys didn't have to storm ISPW, but that's different story.
I was not a part of that, so do not rope me in.
Fair enough.
Aw, Dexter wasn't invited. Aw.
Aw, neither did Kimmy.
Wow. Aw, I was doing better things. Aw.
All right.
Don't ask you.
She's smart when she's not. Just because you wear glasses does not mean you have a high IQ, okay?
I graduated college with honors, sir.
Pipe down, Muppet. Pipe down, Skeeter. The adults are talking. Rob, what were you saying?
No,
I'm smarter than you.
Don't taunt him. Did you have a question, Kimmy? I didn't mean to cut you off, but
I did. But now I don't want to ask it. Never mind.
Wow. All right. We'll throw it back to you in a minute. Kim, don't taunt him, Kimmy. It's a battle. You know what's going to happen. You can't be surprised. You've met this guy before. No disrespect. But I would like to see you, man, working all over the independents, man, because you're killing it in Warriors, man. I took a liking to your not always methods, but your in-ring work, man. The persona is great, man. It's great having you here on the podcast. But I got to ask you this one, man. No, thank you for coming on, dude. The last one for me, the short-term goals for Dexter Obsidian. I think you kind of mentioned some more promotions around here. And then those long-term goals, because, you know, the business is booming. WWE is doing the best business they have in some time. I think AEW has really opened some doors for all y'all independent wrestlers. It's, you know, Tony even said it himself. It's the world's largest independent wrestling company, man. New Japan, we're seeing TNA coming back in some form or fashion, man. The opportunities are there, man. We're seeing a lot of friends get the extra work. There was AEW Dark, ROH, you know, Kimmy covers that on the reg. Dexter, I mean, what are the short-term goals and the long-term goals, bro?
Short-term goals right now is just, I'm just looking for other bookings outside of Warriors, you know, whether that brings me further west, like to Ohio and everything else like that. Like, I would love to travel. One of the other reasons I got into wrestling was to travel. Long-term goals, I definitely have that list of promotions I want to check off. You know, I want to wrestle in MLW. Then I want to wrestle for Ring of Honor. Then I want to wrestle for New Japan. Then I want to wrestle for AEW. And then if it leads to WWE, great. I can say that I made it in this business. But if it doesn't, and the furthest I ever get is MLW, I would accept it. And I would do everything that I can in MLW to make it like the best that it was, because that should be your goal as a wrestler in a promotion, is to make it the best that it is, to make it the most entertaining. So to bring it back to what you said, that you think you like my style and everything, I just tried to be the most entertaining person out there. That's really just it at the end of the day. I just want to be the most entertaining here, because that's what brings people back. They come to see the show. They come to see you. They come to see the star. So I just try to be that for the mutants as much as a, what was the word that Kimmy used to describe me before?
Which one?
Wow.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. But yeah, my job at the end of the day is to make sure the mutants go home happy and entertained. So that's what I do.
Well, Dexter, I guess my final question for you, so rude, even though Mr. Bellini is going through a phase right now, I would ask you, do you think, since, you know, he trained you and helped you in some sort, what do you think the impact he's had on your career so far?
I thank him for training me. I thank him for, definitely, it's because of him I got to wrestle a star like Fandango and Scotty Too Hotty. Although he did cost me my No Limits Championship, I still kind of owe him for that. So, I don't know. With Mr. Joe Bellini, I appreciate all he's done for me. But there's definitely something I want from him.
Hmm.
And that's
interesting. This guy is always playing the cards close to the vest, and I don't hate it, man. I don't like to show my hand either, man. I almost respect it, man. It's like we say that hateful respect. But I appreciate you coming on, Dexter, man. It's good to get to know you a little bit better, man. I'm looking forward to seeing your match this Friday again, guys. Warriors of Wrestling, Brooklyn, New York. Get a slice of pizza before you go to the show. Best pizza in the world. Maybe Jersey has a better story for another day. St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839. Bath Ave, totally not reading this. Tickets available now at warriorsofwrestling.com. Dexter, we're all about the shameless promo here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can get the merch, because you're talking about the merch. 8x10s, reach out to you. Where can everyone book you?
All right, you can book me at my Instagram. It is DexterObsidian_WOW. And you can also find me on Facebook at DexterObsidian. I am not a hard man to find. Even X, you can find me at DexterObsidian. I am right there. Email DexterObsidian@gmail.com. All folks, if you want merch, come to the show and you will get it. Shirts, pictures, whatever you want. I am not a hard man to find. All you got to do is come find me. And you can tell that to Vicious Vicky too.
Dude, I was literally just going to end this on a positive. You had to take the dig, bro. I was going to say, you know what, man? I'm looking forward to your match, man. Maybe I understand you a little bit more, but you had to take the dig at the ground. I'm getting hot. I'm getting hot. I apologize. All right. Gotta take the feelings out of it. Mr. Obsidian, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rob. And thank you, Skeeter. I enjoyed your questions.
I am not Skeeter.
Thank you, Skeeter. Bye. Let me know how Scooter does.
Oh, gosh. And guys, like we always say here on the BCB, this guy, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We'll see you Friday. We out. Peace.